Bloomberg.
This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
This is the Bloomberg Advantage. Bring in our Bloomberg Stocks columnist, Dave Wilson. He's taking a look at healthcare stocks and why Hillary Clinton, presidential candidate, Democratic presidential nominee, is impacting that group. What's going on, Dave? And, you know, it's interesting. If you go back to what the 1990s, I remember doing my first kind of healthcare piece in Bloomberg News or in business news, and it was about the Clinton administration and Hillary specifically, you know, trying to rework healthcare.
Absolutely. I mean, back in the 90s, you had Hillary Care. Hillary Clinton chairing a panel set up by her husband, Bill, who had just started his first of two terms as president. The panel developed a plan to overhaul the U.S. healthcare system. It didn't work out. Even so, Hillary Clinton's interest in healthcare has persisted. And yesterday, the New England Journal of Medicine published her response to a question about specific policy changes she would make to the current system. Among other things, Mrs. Clinton proposed the creation of a federal consumer response team that would identify, and I'm quoting here, excessive price spikes in long-standing life-saving drugs, end of quote, and be able to combat them. Now, healthcare stocks are falling today in the wake of the Hillary Clinton commentary, especially Mylan, who's come under fire for raising prices on the allergy medicine EpiPen in the U.S. Mylan at the moment down about 6%, one of the day's biggest losses in the S&P 500. Other drug makers also taking a hit. You've got Endo International, Mallinckrodt, and Perrigo, all lower by at least 4%, all weighing on the S&P 500. And I'll point out the journal said Clinton's Republican rival Donald Trump was asked to share his health policy views as well and didn't respond.
All right, Dave Wilson, thank you so much. Our Bloomberg Stocks columnist, Dave Wilson, talking about the healthcare sector. One thing I just want to mention, one story that caught my attention here. A number of funds that clear derivative trades with Deutsche Bank have withdrawn some excess cash and positions held at the lender. It's really a sign of counterparties kind of mounting concerns about doing business with Europe's largest investment bank. Shares of Deutsche Bank, the ADRs that trade here in the United States, down 6% as we speak. This is Bloomberg. I want to talk a little bit about ETF floats, something that our next guest knows about. He also follows free cash flow when it comes to evaluating a company and deciding whether or not to invest in it. Let's get an update on his strategy and some of his investment finds as a result of that strategy. Charles Biederman is back with us, chairman at Trim Tabs Asset Management, based in Sausalito, California, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio on this Thursday. Charlie, nice to have you back with us. Let's talk a little bit, though, about the broader market environment and what you see that you find maybe either troubling or calming.
Well, the amount of new buybacks being announced has declined, and that's never a good sign as companies are apparently not doing as well with free cash flow generation as they had before. So, and earnings are down, and so new buyback announcements are down. And what's negative about that is the only new money coming into the market since 2011. Let me repeat, the only new money that has come into the market since 2011 is as a result of float shrink, and that's over $1 trillion.
Explain that a little bit more.
Well, there's a fixed amount of stock in the market, and individuals have been taking their money out of mutual managed money, managed accounts, hedge funds, mutual funds. People have been taking their money out. What new money has been going in has been going into passive index-based funds. And the only new money that's come into the market that's levitated prices is coming from companies who are shrinking their share count in aggregate. So the since the end of 11, the market's up $8-9 trillion, something. I can't remember the exact numbers right now. And a trillion something has come into the market, net of money going out from individuals solely from companies. So the sole source of new money, which is buybacks, is declining as earnings keep going down. I think this is the sixth quarter in a row that we're seeing declining free cash flow in aggregate.
But for a healthy market, don't we want it to be something other than company buyback money? Don't we want it to be new investors willing to put new money to work?
Sure. where is the new money?
Right. All right. Okay. But it says to me that underlying, it's not such a great market. I mean, we talk about this a lot, Charlie, that, you know, a company, when they've got cash and it's been easy for them to get a lot of cash on their balance sheet because it's been so cheap to borrow, that when they prefer to do a buyback or a dividend boost, that's not as good as investing in their business, which seems to have more of a longer-term impact.
Well, I look at it a little differently. From the investor point of view, I think I only want to invest in companies growing free cash flow. And if they use a portion of it to reduce the share count and they're not borrowing to buy, that's a sign of a healthy company. Remember, the only reason to increase capacity or to invest in your business is if there was an increase in final demand. Unfortunately, with all the structural problems we have, where it's hindering new investment, hindering growth, I mean, you have horrendous tax policies, regulatory issues. For the first time ever in the history of the United States, more companies are shutting their doors than starting up the last few years. And this is really as a result of the no-growth headwinds. Not just Obama, but Mr. Bush, too, started it. So it's not just a Democratic thing. The last couple of administrations have made it much, much harder to get anything new done.
So it's interesting. If you're saying, though, that companies, you know, which have been important in terms of new money coming into the market as a result of their buybacks, if that is also slowing down in this kind of low-growth environment, it doesn't seem to, you know, indicate that companies, in terms of their outlook, it's not very upbeat. They're not going to invest in their business. They're not even willing to buy back shares at this point. That's not a good, to me, certainly not a good market indicator.
We all know who's running the market, right? It's the people call the central banks of the world. I mean, money's fungible.
They don't want to, though. They keep saying they don't want to. They want to back off. But
they are. And when they loosen, the market goes up. And when they tighten, the market goes down. I mean, it's really not complicated.
Right.
How are you going to outperform? How is a managed account going to outperform the market when it's all based on central banks creating inflating asset prices? This is the most mammoth inflation ever. But let's talk again just a little bit about for long-term investors. Even though
we've only got about 15 seconds, go ahead.
Well, we have our new fund, Trintab's Float Shrink ETF, TTAC, which relaunched, and invest in companies growing cash flow for the long term.
Right.
So.
All right, got to leave it there. Got to run. I'm sorry, Charlie. Take care. Charles Biederman at Trintab's Asset Management from our Bloomberg 1130 studio. We've got a market check coming your way in just a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more, too, about global tax regulations. This is Bloomberg.